ministering spirits, angels, ministering spirits sent for to minister for, not to them, who shall be heirs of salvation. Listen, if you're going to be an heir of salvation, be not ignorant of your ministering spirits. That excelling strength beyond your own natural strength that do his commandments, hearkening only unto the word or voice of the word. When we pray the word in the name of Jesus, we are speaking the voice of the word. All heaven responds to the command of the word of God. Say, heaven responds to God's word. How many would love to have heaven listening to you? Oh, my. How many have a problem getting people to listen to you? How many have hard-headed people around you? I mean, you can say it again and again and again and again, and they still won't pick it up. Nobody pays attention. But listen, when you speak in the name of Jesus, the Bible says that all heaven hears and responds. Say, somebody's listening to me. And waiting to do something. The words that come out of your mouth, there are spirits out there ready to take those words and run with it. I've got servants. Now, we found out that God was trying to give us the world, didn't we? I mean, we found out in Scripture that God was trying to give us the world. And that God, we found also out in Scripture that it was biblical and correct to have employees and to have help. Amen. And to be the head and not the tail. Amen. And if you listen to the word of God, it'll bring you to the top if you work it. Now listen, not only are you to have human servants, praise God, but on the end of the spiritual side, you are stocked with help depending on where you're going. If you want to go down the drain, you've got some help. If you want to go in a ditch, you've got some help. Many people, the words of your mouth are getting you where you're going. And what you're meditating on and what you're thinking about is sooner or later going to come out of your mouth. You're going to speak those things and you're going to get supernatural assistance. Your tongue is an airline. Your tongue is an airline. And you got first class tickets to whatever you speak. You speak death and destruction, guess what? Your plane's taking off. And there are some ministering spirits ready to move on your word. Now, this is talking about the angelic spirits of heaven, like God's people. But you know there are demonic spirits as well that are ready to hearken and excel at the word of the flesh. That means that when you speak out of the flesh, you're speaking things out of your own self. For the flesh profiteth no good thing. And many times people get in the flesh and run their mouth in the flesh, and there are demons all about, ready to excel in strength and authority to take your word and make it happen. But God wants you to know that on the other side as well, you might think you're alone, but you're not alone. You're not fighting all by yourself. Glory to God that somebody's listening to you in heaven, that there are angelic spirits. There are angels of God sitting around and waiting to hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. And you got to learn, you got to get yourself spiritual, and you got to start praying in the Holy Ghost and get yourself together so that you can cause some things to happen. I was working on the website today, and one of the things I was doing, one of our doctrines is we believe in angels. Amen. We believe in the supernatural help of angels. Can't make it without them. Now somebody says we want to be, how many want to be just like the early church? I want to be like the early church, but I'd rather be like the latter end church. The Bible says that this glory that we're going to experience is going to be greater than the former glory. And the same way that they were moving and flowing in, we can be flowing in that too. And I believe in my spirit that we haven't seen anything yet. He poured out the Holy Ghost and created the church, the living church, and they had angelic support. Angels haven't gotten tired. That's right. They haven't gone undercover. Amen. They didn't go on vacation. As long as there's an heir, who knows that he's an heir. I'm not just talking about a servant. Now, see, we've been in the Word. We're not just talking about servants and beginners. We're not just talking about novices. We're not just talking about people that are just starting off in this thing. We're talking about people that have grown up. The Bible says when you've grown up and get away from childish things, then you turn into a mature Christian. And that mature Christian then becomes an heir. So you get up under the Word and grow up. And when you grow up, then you become the heir. So many people run around talking about, I'm an heir, I'm an heir, I'm an heir. No, you're a servant. You're learning. You're a child. And the Bible says that when you mature, then you become an heir. And then you're able to grab a hold of your inheritance. Praise God. But the problem is that we didn't got no heirs. We got a bunch of babies out there. And they're not going to, they want the angels to move on the word of their flesh. And they don't budge, amen. They don't play tic-tac-toe. They don't play jacks. I mean, angels mean business. And Christians don't mean business until they grow up. Christians don't mean business until they get serious about what they're into, until they get baptized in the Holy Ghost, get sanctified, crucify that flesh, realize that it's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. Then they can start to pull on that help, and you can expect anything to happen. Well, you know, you can call, when you grow up in God, you can call forth those things, and God will bring those things about. Things don't just appear. Did you know that? You got to realize that things just don't appear. You know, it's no abracadabra. God's not doing magic tricks. He sends towards his word, and the angels of God carry that out. Did you know that healing comes on the wings of angels? Wow. Many of the supernatural things that you experience, and you got to realize that angels are involved with that. Somebody say, we got them working. And you can have them working too. But you got to realize what they're out there to do. What God wants you to do is supernatural. So don't say, oh, I could just live in the natural. No, God didn't design you to live in the natural. If he designed you just to live in the natural, he would have just made you a natural being. But you're not just a natural being. You are a supernatural, extraordinary being. Well, what's that supernatural, extraordinary? It means that you're just not ordinary. There's something extra on the inside of you, and that's called the life of God. You are a multi-dimensional being, and you are never going to stand up and be all that God wants you to be until you learn to function in every dimension that God's called you to function in. And the devil wants us to be ignorant. Notice that in the Bible it says over and over, I would not have you ignorant concerning spiritual gifts, and nor would I have you ignorant concerning the ministry of spirit. See, the devil doesn't want you to know. How can he keep you in ignorance? Keep you out of the Spirit of God. What does that mean? Keep you out of the Spirit of God, because the things of God are perceived by the Spirit. They're not perceived in the natural man. By our natural thinking processes, they are perceived in the Spirit. And until you get over into the realm of the Spirit of God, get up under the anointing, guess what? You just is ignorant. Well, you don't have to be ignorant. Yes, ignorant. Somebody say ignorant. You just ignorant. But God doesn't want you to be that way. He wants you to find out what belongs to you. He wants you to grow up and start to use it so that you can want, have it all. Well, I mean, if God didn't stack you like this, obviously, he wants to do something with you. I mean, what did he assigning ministering spirits to you for? I mean, he didn't assign you ministering spirits to do what? To do what? Obviously, there's a call on our life and something that God wants to accomplish through and of us. But the Bible says, are there not ministering spirits sent forth, commissioned to minister? Didn't say to. Circle that word for. Didn't say to. It said to minister for. For. Didn't say to, but to minister for. And that's how you get some Looney Tunes today. Angels don't minister to us. They minister for us. He gave the Holy Ghost and our brothers and sisters in Christ to minister to us, but he sent forth angelic spirits to minister for us. That means the things that you can't do, guess what? That God told you to do, you can do it with the help of angelic spirits. That's how the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. How does he strengthen you? Angels who excel in strength to fulfill what? His word. Do you understand? You excel in strength by developing an awareness of what's available to you in the realm of the spirit. You will have the same tongue. See, that's what gets me. People just crack me up. Look at somebody and say, you're not going to get any power, any more authority than what you've already got. Say, you've already got more than enough. Say, my grace is sufficient. So don't you even pray. More, Lord. More, Lord. Well, that's nice. Well, learn to deal with what you got. Oh, learn to deal with what you got. See, it says that the angels excel in strength that do his word. So obviously the problem is not your lack of power, but the lack of your ability to speak the word. Uh-oh. So if you want to excel in strength, find out where the strength is. Start to speak it, and those things that you can't get done will get done. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You can get it done. Isn't that amazing? When how many had some? I like it when God, you can tell how big you are in God and how you grow in God, and exactly where you are in the realm of faith when you find out your assignment. When you can tell your assignment. Do you know what your assignment is? Did God tell you to do anything? It's exciting. You want to find out whether you're going to see some signs and wonders? What did God tell you the last year? What did he tell you the last year to do? What did he tell you the last year to become? That means you're going to see a whole lot of stuff going on. Amen? Say, we can get it done. And we need to learn that we are not on our own. We've got to learn our job and allow them to do what their job is. See, many people are out there wishing they were a bulldozer instead of getting in a bulldozer. Learning what they can do, not learning what you are called to do and what God wants you to do, and sticking to it. And not expecting any more. Say, that's enough. That's what he told me to do, and I'm going to rest right there. How he works it out is his deal. It's his problem, and it's not my problem. And I'm just going to declare the word, and I don't care what he uses to get it done. It's just going to get done. Are there not ministering spirits sent to minister for those who are to be heirs of salvation? You are not going to inherit what God wants you to inherit until you develop an understanding of the things and ways of God. God always got supernatural means and supernatural things when he dealt with people and he was bringing them into their promised land. Amen. People may call it cheating. No, that's just the way it is. That's just the way he brought the children of Israel out with many signs and wonders. And there was some severe angelic support there. Amen. When he sent Paul and Peter and the disciples out, they went out with some angelic support. And we need to learn to claim that same type of support today and walk in it and stand and say, I expect it to happen. It's all throughout the Bible. I'm no less a Christian. I'm no less a believer than what they were back then. Same God. Same Jesus today, yesterday, and forevermore. And we need a little bit of help.
Amen.
So we're learning something. We're just digging in a little bit each week. And what we have learned, and I believe we've spoken it pretty clear. First of all, God wants you to have the whole world if you want to. And when you start thinking about what God wants you to have, you're going to need some angels to get it. What God wants you to have, there is no way your little fingers is going to put it all together. You're going to need a little bit of help. And God is going to use supernatural means because he's going to be himself. And you can expect the supernatural to happen in your life. But don't base your life on the supernatural. Amen. Base your life on the word. Don't get caught up on the manifestations. Thank God for them. But get caught up on Jesus and get caught up on the Word and let the signs follow you as you follow the Word. And if you start to follow the Word, you can expect many signs and wonders to happen and to come about. For us to do what God wants us to do in this community, we're going to need you, amen. We're going to need every believer out here. And then we see the likes of some of these believers, we're going to need some angels too. Say, I've got the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. And He's going to empower me and increase my faith and increase my ability and teach me the Word. And the Word will get the work done. Are you understanding how to base yourself? And those supernatural things that get done, you're not going to turn into no witch. You're not going to be, see, Christians are a trip sometimes. They just get silly and out there. And you're not going to be, I dream a genie and some witch. It doesn't work that way. Be done. You know, expect stuff to happen just because you wave your hand. Ain't nothing in your hand, dummy. It's the Word.
Amen.
It's the Word. It's the angels of God hearkening unto the Word of God. And you say, stop the rain. You speak the Word. It ain't nothing you throwing out of your hand, dummy. It's the Word. You didn't spoke the Word. You didn't believe God and trust God. Then there were hundreds and thousands of angels went up there to hell and caught every little raindrop. Amen. Woo! Let me tell you about supernatural. The supernatural is so natural, it's super. Okay, and you got to learn out how the supernatural works. Say, what happened? An angel did it. An angel did it. When the water stacked up one drop on top of the other drop, God was involved in every little particle. Do you hear me? He was involved in every little particle. You might not have been able to see it, but somebody was placing the water there one by one. That's how much help God's got. So you got to learn to flow that way, and you got to learn to reverence God with it, because when you realize that God is moving your life, you're not in that thing all by yourself. There are other spirits there that love God, that worship God, and trust God. That's why you got to watch which spirit you're flowing in it, because you're not doing anything. It's all God. It's all the Holy Ghost. It's all the Holy Ghost. It's all the Holy Ghost. See, we got to learn. We've got to learn how God moves and how God functions. And then we learn the fear of God. Did you know one of the things that we learn when dealing in the spiritual realm, one of the things I've learned, did you know that demons have personalities? Did you know that angels have personalities? Do you know that God has a personality as you have a personality? So as you learn to flow, as you learn to flow in God and walk in God and trust in God, reverence God, realize that you are not alone, that God is with you, and God wants you to inherit salvation. And salvation is more than just a ticket to heaven. Do you hear me? That thing that heaven is preserving is salvation. Are you understanding it? Salvation is not heaven. Heaven just gives us a place so that we can live out salvation. That's where people get mixed up in. If I can only just get to heaven and get out of hell, that's salvation. Well, you're not going to make it, you think in that way. If you got saved because you were scared to go to hell, you ain't going to last nothing. Salvation is the life that God wants you to live and walk in and reign in and abide in. And He's created a place that you'd be able to live in that forever. For where Jesus is, that's heaven. Are you understanding? Are you understanding? And He said, angels are bound to keep you. In that realm, and in that secret place of the Most High. Are you catching where we're going with this? Are you catching where we're going? Time to grow up, church. Time to grow up, church. I believe Jesus is coming. And the more I see with it, people get this mentality, oh, hurry up, Lord, I can't hold out much longer. It's getting real rough, I can't hold up much longer. No, we're going to find out who we're to be and what we are to be. Somebody didn't find out what we are to be. I believe that God's going to have to pull us off the earth, pull us off the devil's back when we find out what we should be and what we could be. And we're going to start to walk in that. Stand up, and I want you to make a confession with me. I believe that's good news if you believe it. I believe that's good news if you believe it. The things I cannot do, thank God, they can be done. The things that I cannot do, I can do because I am not alone. My God is with me. Say, God is with me. Hallelujah. Now you got to understand that now God is a person. God is a person. But everybody that's wrapped up in him is God. Did you know that? Did you know that? The angels take no credit for the works. See, it says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That means that thing that God put on the inside of you and spoke on the inside of you, that's a part of God right there. Amen? And that means that the ministering spirit that God sends out, guess what? That is God doing the work. I believe, say it. I am not alone. I'm an heir of salvation. Glory to God. My life is increasing day by day. Thank God for the Word which abides in my heart. Thank God that I'm overcoming. Thank God that the supernatural touch of God, the supernatural is starting to manifest itself in my life on a daily basis. Glory to God. Have your way, Lord.
We bless your holy name.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.